Yo, what's happening, folks? It's Brian and Mario back for another episode of the QB List podcast. How are we doing today?
Well, Brian, I'm doing well. Seems like none of my players somehow injured themselves between yesterday and today. So that's progress, right? We'll take it.
Yeah, lucky you. Can't say the same for myself over here. But we are here to break down the final seven games for you. We did it part one yesterday. We're coming at you today with the last 1 o'clock game, the afternoon, the Sunday night, and of course, this lovely, I can't wait to get this Monday night game. I'm just, woo, so many things to say drama. Based on the news that have come out.
Yes.
You ready to get going?
Let's do it.
Let's start it off with battle of the terrible in the AFC South. Colts at 2-3. Playing the Titans 1-3. It's a 43-point over-under. Tennessee's favored by 2.5. Oh, boy. Where do we start with this game?
We'll start before this game because since it's a battle of the AFC South, it reminded me that Joe Mixon finally practiced today, or he practiced Thursday, so love to see that. The matchup reminded me. So that's touching on the matchup that we talked about yesterday. But okay, back to this game, Colts at Tennessee. I know the Colts usually abbreviate IND, but I have them just abbreviated as INJ for injured because it seems like they are dropping like flies. We heard the news about Pittman. Sounds like he's going to miss this week minimum. Seems like he's even a potential IR candidate. But let's start with the quarterbacks. Richardson, is he back? Is Flacco running it back? Am I wrong to wish that Flacco was running it back? I want a healthy Richardson. We don't root for injuries, but I still want Flacco in there.
I actually think I want Richardson for this game. I don't know how much it matters, like in a sense, as far as the wide receivers. Titans are number two against wide receivers and number one against tight end. They're allowing only 15 points to the wide receiver position, to the entire team as a whole. That's not great. Like, I get Flacco, he's doing what he's doing, but they've played, Miami, Green Bay, the Jets, Chicago. So maybe that's not as impressive when you break out who it is, but
yeah, that's why.
They've been shutting him down. I'm sure Flacco gets something moving here, but does Anthony Richardson, he just hasn't been getting it done with his legs, and that's the big winner for
us. That's why we have him. That's why we drafted Richardson, is because of his legs. So if he's not using his legs, then I'm just drafting a guy for 50% pass accuracy and a sick long ball.
Will Levis, though, I think super flex leagues, I'm confident in playing him. Maybe even if you're really in a pickle, just
confidence.
I mean,
generous.
The Colts inspire confidence to the quarterback. Look at Trevor Lawrence last week. So maybe it's the pass catchers I'm more excited for Will Levis this week.
Yeah, it's probably the pass catchers. Because Will Levis, I'm avoiding. Running backs. We talked about good injury news from Mixon. He was a full participant. It seems like Jonathan Taylor missed Thursday practice yet again. Second straight practice seems like he's going to miss. Not really inspiring confidence that he'll play this week. All I will say that if he does play this week, I'm firing up. No hezzy hey. But if he doesn't, how do we feel about Sermon? Is he an RB2, high, low, mid?
I think he's like a kind of a mid to low end RB2 for me. I'm trying to see where I have him in my rankings. I've got him actually close to like a high end RB3. Is what I'm kind of looking at here.
That's not inspiring.
Mixing in like with Javonte Williams, Tank Bigsby.
Oh, that's not inspiring.
Jerome Ford. I don't love this. Titans have played great. They spent quite a bit of money this offseason. I think that's where I have to let it sit. Yeah, I'd rather play. Yeah, Pollard on the other side. I feel like a lot more confidently than Sermon on this side.
Okay, I don't hate that. Pollard seems to have won this backfield, and the Colts allow the eighth most points to running backs. So I would agree with that take. I would take Pollard over Sermon, but I'm not as low on Sermon. I have him definitely not running back 3 territory. That's just disrespectful.
These wide receivers, I mean, Pittman's going to IR potentially. He's at least out the next couple weeks. Josh Downs, I'm comfortable playing despite this tough matchup.
I like Downs.
Pierce, though. He's the question. Downs. You're the Alec Pierce guy. Give it to us here, Mario.
I know, but then when Downs came back, he took all the Pierce magic with him. Now there is one less competition target there with no Pittman. So I think Pierce can kind of go back to that role. But here's the thing. We talked about how Flacco helps these guys. Richardson might actually help Pierce because Pierce is like this downfield, stretch the field kind of threat. Richardson can throw the ball really far and to be determined if he can do much else. So Pierce goes better with Richardson. I'll say if Richardson plays, I'm happier about Pierce, but if not, I don't know. I think he's like a low three.
Yeah, I think I'm putting Pierce in if I'm the big underdog. If I'm set to lose this game by 8+ points, if it's not looking good for me, maybe my opponent blows up, you know, on the Thursday night game, I'll put in Pierce, but it's just not a lot of confidence. It's weird. He's almost on this like near historic route as far as the few targets that he's seen versus the, you know, the amount of yards he already has, the touchdowns he has. It's bonkers. We really can't make sense of it. That's why we're looking at this guy as wide receiver 17 on the season. And I mean, it's 22% owned on Sleeper, 22% owned player. And he's a top 20 wide receiver.
Oh my goodness, that's
where we're sitting.
Maybe we're just idiots. So maybe the people are wrong. We should be rostering him.
As far as tight ends, don't worry about him. Okonkwo, I do have him on my article. He's a, you know, a desperation play. I don't mind it this week, but outside of that, I think you can disregard both these plays.
Agreed. And then the wide receivers on the other side, Ridley has had a couple of stinkers before the bye, so my expectations are low for him, low wide receiver too. And DeAndre Hopkins, he had that one anomaly of a 16.3-point game, but no other game he even surpassed 4.1 points. So he is not even rosterable for me.
I've got Ridley as a borderline wide receiver one this week. In Indy, we trust. We trust you can get it done against them. The confidence they ensue for quarterbacks. I think Ridley, you can start with confidence this week.
Okay.
Who do you have winning this game?
If Flacco plays, Colts. If not, Titans. So I'll pick Titans.
I wonder if that's why pick. The lines moved. Indy was favored by one opening. It's now Tennessee favored by 2.5.
Oh, me and Vegas are on the same wavelength.
I think it's because Richardson's trending to play.
Oh, man.
I'm going to take the Colts in this one. It feels like this should be a Titans game, but just because the lines flipped a little bit, the Colts need that's some funny. Magic. That sounds like a homer call. Let's go with the Titans.
Let's do it. I like the homer call.
Playing in Mile High Stadium, the 2-2 Chargers coming off a bye to take on the 3-2 Broncos. Yes, folks, 3-2. Chargers favored by 3 in this 35.5-point over-under game. Play your defenses, both of them. Denver's been lights out anyway, but I think the Chargers can be played just because Bo Nix, he's not dropping 30 points. You don't have to be afraid of him. You can almost start him, especially in Superflex leagues. What? But yeah, anyway, Herbert, ankle injury. We have any news on that?
Herbert, last I saw, he is still dealing with that ankle injury. And I'll say, even if he was fully healthy, he is, on points per game basis, he is quarterback 32, which is, there's 32 teams in the NFL. So that's not great. And it's such a bummer because I have some dynasty leagues. Because Herbert was quarterback too, just a few years ago. I don't know what so many things happened to this Chargers team, but Herbert is not really thriving anymore. So I'm not starting him really under any circumstances. Nix, I would consider, but I'm not feeling great about it. But I'll say, so we talked about how good the defenses are. Chargers allow the fourth fewest points to quarterbacks. But Bo Nix has actually looked good 2 out of the last 3 weeks, putting up 19.3 points and 23.6 points.
I mean, his first three games, he rushed for 35, 25, and 47. You know, he didn't get very many yards these last two games, but he still had 5 and 8 attempts.
And he's putting up numbers. Like I said, you can't deny that. So it is still a defensive game. I still just can't swallow that Bo Nix pill. So he's still a quarterback 2 for me. So really looking elsewhere for options, but sneaky good play.
He's got 3 passing and 3 rushing touchdowns so far this season.
He can do it all, some say.
J.K. Dobbins, he's a play if you need to. I'm fearful just in this defensive matchup. I guess, would you rather play J.K. Dobbins or Javonte Williams on the other side?
I would play J.K. Dobbins. So he had his electric start. The first two games were absolutely amazing. Then the last two games slowed down before the bye. But he still averages 17th most points per game among running backs. So that's still, to me, a high running back too. I expect a lot of running with a banged up Herbie. So I have him as a higher running back too. And on the other side of the ball, Williams, The Chargers allow the seventh fewest points to running backs. Javonte's coming off his best game of the season of 13.6, but he's still just running back 19 over the last 2 weeks. I don't know. I'm lowering expectations on Javonte. And the defense is off a bye combined with the tough matchup as it is.
Javonte hasn't scored a touchdown yet. If we can get him a couple of touchdowns, that will completely change your... You'll take him from a middling RB3 to a, you know, middling RB2, or, you know, just give him a few touchdowns. 61 on the ground, 50 through the air last week. He got 5 balls last week. I don't know. I'm so, like, back and forth on Javonte. This defense is good, and I guess it's good keeping defense. This offense on the field enough that he's getting enough work, but... Chargers, no, they're not. No,
they're not slouches.
Yeah. Fourth against quarterbacks, eighth against running backs, fourth against wide receivers. This is going to be a defensive slog. This is what real men football 1970, football. You know, like, this yeah, that kind of stuff. Well, it's not what we want to watch, but, you know, somebody somewhere.
I think this is a Michigan game. Yeah, Jim Harbaugh is grinning ear to ear about this matchup.
Wide receivers, Sutton, you kind of have to play most situations, I feel like, and just the target volume he's getting alone, 5 targets, 9 targets, 11 targets the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, but we talked about it. It's a tough matchup. Some of the fewest points to wide receivers. He does have 10 points in 2 of the last 3, so I feel like the floor is there. But again, tough matchup, defense off a bye, so to me, he's like a high wide receiver 3. I'm even looking
Sutton
elsewhere.
Sutton or Downs?
Downs. Wait, Sutton hold on. Is Flacco or Richardson playing?
I'll let you. I guess we'll say Richardson.
If Richardson plays, Sutton. If Flacco plays, Downs.
Okay. Cool. We're not touching any of the other wide receivers or the tight ends on that room, so we'll go to the Chargers. We're not touching the tight ends there, so it really comes down to QJ McConkey. Patrick Surtain has shut down the number one. Do they have a number one on this team?
That's funny. Broncos, allow the second fewest to wide receivers. And both of these guys are already inconsistent enough, both Ladd and Quentin. So I'm avoiding both. I have Ladd slightly higher, but even that, he's probably what would be considered the number one, and he'd get shut down by Patrick Surtain. So I'm avoiding all pass catchers in this game.
Gotcha. All right. Who do you have winning this game?
Let's give it to the Chargers. Fresh off the bye. I like them. It's going to be like a 9-3 game, though.
It's only a 3-point spread, but it just seems high. Like, as good as Denver's been playing, it just seems... And Harbaugh, we trust, but, like, this one feels upset. This one feels upsetty to me.
Ooh.
If it's an upset, it's a 3-point spread in the Broncos. So, like, they're 3-2. I don't know. It's a confusing game here. Next one we have, we're going to Vegas, folks. It's Ching. The 3-2 Steelers taking on the 2-3 Raiders. A 3-point favorite the Steelers are in this 36.5-point over-under game. Might be Justin Fields' last start. Seems like Russell Wilson's starting to practice a little bit.
My notes for this game. The headline for this was, do we continue to frolic in the fields or are we returning to the kitchen to let Russ cook?
And I mean, are you asking Harrison Butker? Because I'm sure he'll tell you where to go.
Oh man, great one. So I love that. Where's the soundbite there when you need it? So we like Fields. I mean, he's QB9 on the season. So if he's playing, I have him as a low one. If Russ does play, which it sounds like he wouldn't play this week, but possibly in the coming weeks, but I would not feel as confident. I'd have him as just barely super flex viable. On the other side, it seems like Minshew is benched. So we got AOC in the house. And I'm kind of staying away from this. The Steelers allow the seventh fewest to quarterbacks.
Yeah, I don't want any part of that at all. Honestly, I don't know. I mean, Brock Bowers, I'm starting for Vegas. Jacoby Myers, I understand starting him because he's the starting right wide receiver for the team. But I don't know if I want to start Madison, if Trey Tucker I want to put out there.
Yeah, we'll start with those wide receivers. So Davante Adams isn't playing. He's like on a hold out, hold in. So good luck to him. Brad Bowers, number one, send forget. He's the person I'm most excited about. Myers had 9 targets, second most on the team, only behind Bowers. So if we are starting a wide receiver, it's him over Tucker. But like you said, it's like tough matchup. Rookie quarterback, not rookie quarterback, but, you know, with the backup essentially becoming the starter. not a lot of confidence there. So Meyer is in deeper leagues, but not inspiring faith. But these wide receiver, or excuse me, these running backs, White, Zamir White's droppable. I'm so over him. Madison's fine, I guess. He's like a low running back too. I mean, some of these guys we talked about before, I'm like Dobbins over him. Maybe he's like in the same breath as Williams of the Broncos. Oh, yeah. And then even this, like, just to add to the muddying of this backfield, Amir Abdullah also had 3 targets, the same targets as Madison last week. So it's like, even when you thought, hey, at least one guy's the pass catcher and the other guy's the droppable one. And the Steelers allow the 3rd fewest points to running backs. Brian, I'm talking myself out of this. The more I'm talking, don't start anyone on the Raiders besides Bowers.
I don't like it. I know you can absolutely torch the Steelers on the slot position, but again, you were trusting AOC over there to be tossed in the rock. He had a couple decent games last year, but I don't know. Watt's going to be dry humping him up and down the field all game. Like, it's going to be just disgusting watching this. So yeah, I'm trying to avoid the Raiders if I can. Jacoby Myers, target hog, throw him in there if you need to. Steelers, I feel like it's just as easy over here too. What we're playing, Fields and Harris, and that's it.
Fields and Harris. Harris is the only healthy running back in the room. So there you go.
How true is that, though? I thought Warren came out and said he was doing okay. He was limited in practice Wednesday.
Oh, I'm going off Wednesday. I'm a day behind. I think Patterson's already ruled out.
Yeah, I think he's gone for an ankle injury. But yeah, it looks like that it's just going to be Harris. But I don't know what's going on with Warren. Like, is he droppable? Are you still holding out?
I'm not holding out anymore. I'd rather have a lottery ticket. Like, for instance, we talked about the pass catchers on Indy. I would rather drop Warren for one of those guys and say, hey, if this ticket goes off, great. So Najee, I like on the volume alone. And then for pass catchers, there's Pickens. And really, even he's like a wide receiver 3 with some upside, and some is generous.
Did you hear the BS from Arthur Smith, the freaking quote that he's coming out with?
Oh, I'd love to hear it.
I was trying to be on his side coming into Pittsburgh this year. You know, maybe we got a little bit of magic with the tight ends, the running backs. But he's coming out here talking about, no, Pickens will be out there when I want him to be out there. I don't always play my studs. Look at Derrick Henry. Didn't play him on 3rd down. A.J. Brown, didn't play him a lot when he was, you know, a rookie and early on. So I'm like, it's your only receiver. George Pickens is the only guy you have out there. So you're going to limit his freaking... I don't get it. Is it an attitude with Pickens thing? Is it an ego thing with Arthur Smith? Maybe we just haven't been talking about enough. He hasn't pissed off the fantasy community enough. I don't understand.
He might be a fan. He's not a friend of fantasy.
The games that he had A.J. Brown playing less than 70% of snaps, they were 4-5. The games that he played him 70% or more, they were 7-3. So, like, there's no method to his madness. It clearly doesn't help the team if you limit the snaps of your stars. I was all for going to buy Pickens just a couple weeks ago, but I am glad everybody turned me down.
Maybe Arthur Smith just hates football.
I think I hate Arthur Smith. I think I'm okay saying that. I think I'm not
a friend of the program, Arthur Smith.
And he's not allowed to be. Arthur, if you're listening, you turn it off. I don't want your listen. You're like your subscriber.
We'll take all likes and subscribes we can get. Arthur, you can smash that button. All right, what's the line and who's winning?
I've got to think the Steelers are going to run away with this one. They're favored by 3.
I think so. AOC is not inspiring any faith. Adams is a mess. Brock Bowers, though. Brock Bowers gets the touchdown.
Yeah, he's definitely AOC, not AOK. Moving on to Carolina. The 3-2 Falcons come to take on the Panthers. 1-4, 47-point over-under. Falcons favored by 6. Of course, when you've got the gunslinger Kirk Cousins himself, Mr. 500 yards on Thursday night.
Oh, my God. On Matt Ryan night, of all nights. It's just kind of disrespectful to Matt Ryan, but we love to see it.
You mean the Colt, eventual Hall of Famer, Colt Matt Ryan? Yeah.
I think he would do like a split jersey if you went in. I think it would be a half Colt, half Boston College.
We bitched his ass.
Yeah. Okay, let's start with quarterbacks, though, in honor of Matt Ryan, in honor of Colt's legend Matt Ryan. So Cousins... obviously had that huge game last week, QB1 last week. Before that, though, he was quarterback 26 the week before. So I feel like that is the trend of Kirk Cousins, is he's going to be the good and the bad. It's a good matchup.
Warming up. Getting that ankle kicking. Yeah, yeah. Or the Achilles.
I have him as a low one. I think you might have him a little bit higher, but to me he's a low one. But it is a juicy matchup. Not the Cardinals. The Panthers allowed the sixth most points to quarterback. But I'm worried about that whole pumpkin trend.
I like him. I like him as a start this week. I think you'll still return some pretty good numbers. I'm hoping we can get a shootout. You know, a little Dalton, little Kirk action back and forth. Give us some points, folks. That's what we want.
Who circled this game as the shootout in the start of the year? Even just a few weeks ago.
No kidding.
And speaking of pumpkin games, I mean, on the other side, Carolina. Andy Dalton had his pumpkin game last week. You know, he was electric the first two starts when he plugged in. Quarterback 6, quarterback 11. We're like, the Panthers are saved. Andy Dalton, Ginger Cannon still got it. Then he plummeted to quarterback 28 last week. So I don't know. It's a good matchup. Falcons allowed the 7th most points. So both of these defenses can't do anything against a quarterback. But I might be looking elsewhere for my bye week replacement. I'm worried about that pumpkin.
I think you can do worse. I think you can do a lot worse than this game. I'll start both these guys over the likes of Jared Goff, Aaron Rodgers, Daniel Jones, Trevor Lawrence.
Oh, okay.
I've got Kirk over CJ Stroud.
You have Kirk over CJ?
Playing New England, that low-scoring game, no Nico? Yeah, give me Kirky.
I don't know about that. Captain Kirk, I would do Bo Nix over Dalton.
Beam me up. Or is it beam me down? I wasn't a
Star Trek guy. Probably up. Probably beam me down? Yeah.
He's going to beat them down. That's what's happening right there.
Ooh, okay. Okay. Call P-Ducks. They're going to beat up these cats. Yeah, that works. All right. Let's go down the list, though. Running backs. Let's talk about the Falcons first. The Panthers allow the second most points to running backs. So, yeah. Hey, this should be a good Bijan game. But we thought last week the absolute shootout would be a good Bijan game. Bijan's coming off of 2 straight 9-point games. This is a very juicy matchup. But I just can't help myself but have him higher than a high running back two. I do not have running back 1 expectations for Bijan. I need to see it before I can believe it.
Yeah, I got him top 5 this week. Let's go, Bijan.
You're right. I hope you're right, but I just can't do it. I can't do it. And then the other running back that he shares the backfield with, Algier. He has at least a 36% snap count in 2 straight games. So to me, he's worth a roster. We kind of talked about it in the waiver episode. I'm starting to roster Algier in deeper leagues.
Yeah, I kind of see him in the same, like, Braylon Allen, Alexander Mattison, Roschon Johnson, Justice Hill. Like, you know.
He's in that trend.
Yeah, flexible, I guess. Okay. Over on the other side, Hubbard, we playing him. He's been just rock solid.
Yeah, I have Hubbard outscoring Bijan this week. Even though it's a tough matchup, 5th fewest points to running back on the other side of the ball. But since Andy Dalton came in week 3, Chuba Hubbard is running back 3. So to me, like I'm seeing numbers. I'm seeing proof. I'm seeing pudding. You know, like I'm getting my pudding. I'm eating the proof. So I have Hubbard over Bijan. Yeah.
Love me some pudding.
Call us tapping.
Wide receivers, Deontay Johnson, Drake London. They're just start them. Forget about it. Don't worry about it. It's Leggett and Mooney. I think that people are really going to have questions on. I'm okay starting both the players, though. I don't really have too many concerns about either one of them.
Leggett, I'm more worried about, like I said, about the whole Andy Dalton pumpkin thing. Mooney, I'm a big fan of. Mooney is a high, too. It seems like him and Kirk really have a solid chemistry. Mooney had an insane 16 targets last week. That was the 2nd most in the entire league last week. And it's a good matchup. They allow the 10th most to wide receivers. So I always love seeing that from my wide receiver, too.
Yeah, I think I do Leggett over. I'm trying to look at where I've got him, like above Romeo Doubs, Juwan Jennings, Michael Wilson, Tyler Lockett, Keenan Allen.
Okay,
those it's are all like the range.
That's about the range. And I'm dry. Like we talked about it yesterday. Like I'm not even rostering Tyler Lockett, and he's in the same breath as him.
Yeah, I guess that's a point. That's a point. I'll give you that one. The tight ends, though, Kyle Pitts.
See ya.
What?
I can't do it.
Oh, folks, we're starting Kyle Pitts. We're in the flames.
If you draft a Kyle Pitts, you don't draft him just to drop him. I would love that, though. I would love to see someone do that just out of spite and be like, Kyle Pitts, you don't deserve to be rostered, so I drafted you just to boot you.
Kyle Pitts or Dallas Goedert?
Dallas Goedert, easy. Dallas Goedert, I'll so easily.
Pitts, Pitts yeah. or Freiermuth?
Freiermuth, even if Russ starts.
I think I'd go that direction with you. I think I'm there. Isaiah Likely or Pitts?
Ah, you're really trying to make me say Pitts. I think there I'd have to say Pitts, but I'm not excited about it.
Cole Kmet or Kyle Pitts?
We love the Comet. Give me Kmet.
So I'll go Pitts there. Yeah, and I bet him cool above nickname. All those. And the final one, Mark Andrews or Kyle Pitts? If you picked them both off waivers, because you're just...
Yeah, I picked them both off waivers because I'm in a league with people with brains and logic, and they drop both these people. And so here I am putting in my waiver claims. Who's my number one pariah? I think it'd be Andrews, but I don't feel good about it.
I think I'd play Pitts over Andrews. At least, like, Andrews is competing with two other guys. Pitts at least isn't competing with the other tight ends.
Listen, the room is his. I'll give you that.
All righty. Atlanta's favored by 6. Who's taking it?
Atlanta covers, I think. I think Andy Dalton's back to pumpkin. I'm kind of over this Panthers offense now. I think they're back to pumpkin.
I think it'll be close, but not 6 points. I think you're right. Atlanta will take the touchdown victory. Next game we have the last of our afternoon games. The 3-1 Lions take on the 3-2 Cowboys. 52-point over-under. Detroit is favored by 3. Let's go 52 points. Come on, folks. Let's get some overs.
We like numbers.
I mean, it's pretty easy on the Detroit side. Like, Goff, Gibbs and Montgomery are going against one of the worst run defenses right now. Dallas is beat, like, to crap. Lawrence is on IR. Micah Parsons, as of today, looked like he didn't practice.
Nope.
It's rough out there. So I think these two are going to feast.
I love them. I have Monty as a bona fide running back one. Gibbs is a higher expectation running back two.
Yeah, Michael Parsons, DNP, starting the week, so bet he's out.
Yep.
Running back on the other side, Rico Dowdle. Detroit is tough against the run. We've seen Dowdle kind of step into the primary role here. Do we trust him?
It's tough. You talk about it's a tough matchup. Detroit allows the 6th fewest points to running backs. But this is definitely Rico's backfield. There's no doubts in my mind anymore. He's led in carries every single week besides week 1. He also has 2 straight games of 12 plus points. So it seems like they're getting him more involved, just giving him some trust. So I'm starting Rico. I have him as a lower 2, but I'd start him over some of these guys in the past. Definitely over Hubbard. I'd start him over Madison. I think I'd start him over Najee Harris, over Javonta Williams over in Denver. So I trust in Dowdle despite the tough matchup.
Trust in Dowdle. What about these quarterbacks? They've got decent matchups here. I feel good about Dak. I feel pretty good about Goff. I like other options other than Goff.
Goff I'm not as high on, but Dak I like a lot. Good matchup. They allow the 8th most points to quarterbacks. Dak is quarterback 8 on the year. That seems like I feel like when the stars align like that, you have to start somebody like that.
Mm-hmm.
Except Goff, the 32nd running back against the number 1 defense. Like, don't do that. But
Don't do that. Yeah, I'd play, I think, Dalton over Goff, Daniel Jones over Goff this week.
Not Dalton, but maybe Danny Dimes. But that's the next game. I'm not going to jump ahead to Danny Dimes.
Wide receivers, I'm on St. Brown. Who's even considering benching him? CD Lamb, same question.
Yeah, I mean, CD's been tamed, the record's been scratching, but you still put him in your Walkman. Great matchup. They allow the 3rd most points to wide receivers.
These kids don't know what you're talking about.
That's true. Well, yeah, what's a Walkman? Yeah.
Right? Like, iPods weren't even like...
I was going to say, would they know an iPod? Would they even know an iPod? Oh,
goodness. You remember iTouch? It was the iPhone without the phone capability.
I loved my iTouch. That was one of my like first big purchases I made for myself with like my summer jobs. Oh, cool kid on the block. Playing Tap Hero. I don't even remember the name of it, but it's like the Guitar Hero, but it was just like Tap Tap Revolution. Yeah. Tap Tap Revolution.
Go. Not a sponsor.
No, yeah, no free ads. what a time that was. But running back, so, or wide receiver. So Sun God Shines, CD is your Walkman. That's how we got sidetracked. Now we talk about these other guys. So Brandon Cooks, still on IR. He ain't playing. And that gives me a lot of confidence in Tolbert. Tolbert has at least 11 points in three of his last four games, including 18 points last week. Especially, like we said, no Cooks. Dak can't just... We thought this would be the year Dak only feeds CD. That hasn't been the case. So Tolbert, to me, is a higher wide receiver, too. I'm really optimistic about him.
Yeah, I mean, we see it in these great matchups. We have no problem playing CD Lamb or Jake Ferguson because they're going to absorb so many targets. And in great matchups, we were okay playing Brandon Cooks because that high touchdown upside, it's exactly what we're doing with Tolbert. He's just plugging right into that spot. I think he'll still see plenty of volume. I believe he was 7 for 10 last week. 7 for 10, 87 yards and a touchdown. That's what we were going to see from Brandon Cooks had he be on the field. So, yeah, Tolbert in this matchup, I like it.
I love it. And then on the other side, we're talking about the second wide receiver, Jameson Williams.
J-Mo.
I'm not a believer. This could be a me problem. I'm not a believer. He's wide receiver 14 weeks 1 through 4. He had the bye week last week, so I'm kind of – obviously that's going to go down, putting up the goose egg. But I am still not a believer. I have him as a high wide receiver 3. To me, he is still a feast or famine guy. And he's just been feasting. I expect the famine to come.
Yeah, I agree. Right about that, the high-end wide receiver 3. He's right in the realm of like Chris Olave's, Amari Cooper, Darnell Mooney, Tank Dell. All kind of right in that cluster as far as the tier goes for me.
I don't hate that. I don't hate the Chris. It's crazy that Chris Olave, but I guess when you have the rookie quarterback making his first start, you're not as confident. Talking about
the Rattler. That was my rattle sound. Sorry.
I thought that was your soundboard. I thought that was.
That was. It was a professional chicka chicka sound right there. Tight ends, easy go, hit them.
Yeah, I mean, Laporta, send, forget. Ferguson, we talked about it. When he's healthy, we're absolutely slamming him.
Who do you have winning this game?
Ooh, refresh me on the line.
It is a 3-point line by the Lions.
Cowboys cover, but Detroit wins.
I've got Detroit. I think they might even win by a full touchdown. Maybe more.
Full touchdown.
Yeah. I don't know. Cowboys are very like, Mike McCarthy-esque this year.
This feels like one where the Cowboys shouldn't like be close. This feels like one that the Lions should be favored by a touchdown, and that's why the Cowboys will keep it really close. It's because the Cowboys make no sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. If anybody's going to upset, this would be the game that we'd see an upset this week.
Yeah.
Next one we have Sunday Night Football, folks. I know. I just wanted to make sure I prefaced that before I said the teams. The 1-4 Bengals take on the 2-3 Giants in New York. 48-point over-under. Bengals are favored by 3.5 points on Sunday Night Football. You know, I have to work. I get up at 3:30 on Monday mornings for work. I never get to watch Sunday Night Football. I have to watch it Monday morning after I get off work. I'll watch the quick revised version. I don't work this Monday. So pumped. I get to watch Sunday Night Football, and I see this is what I have to watch. I might still go to bed at 8. Screw it.
Wow. I'm not watching it. The disrespect to Daniel Dollars.
Oh, God, right? these quarterbacks, though, I'm okay playing both of them. I mean, yeah, Burrow is top of the list for me this week.
Let's dive in. Burrow, I mean, here's a list of accolades. 17 plus points in 4 straight, 25 plus in 2 of his last 3. Quarterback 4 on the season. If you roster him, you already know these things and you're starting him. On the other side, Daniel Dollars. He's bumped up from dimes to dollars this week because Cincinnati allows the 5th most points to quarterbacks. Since week 2, this really surprised me as a Daniel Dimes hater. Since week 2, Daniel Dimes is quarterback 12. So startable in 12-man league. He has 18 plus points in 3 of his last 4, going back to week 2. And yeah, I just have to put him as a QB1. I'm still as a lower side just because I cannot believe I've just seen too many Eagles Giants games where he just looks like Daniel Pennies, but this is a Daniel Dollars week.
Oh, hey, you know, when you look at it, the Bengals are 28th against the quarterback position, allowing over 20 points a game to the position. If you really look at it, though, it's kind of weird. In 3 of the games, they didn't allow over 17 points, which is pretty good. The other 2 games, they allowed 28 and 36 points. those two games, Jaden Daniels and Lamar Jackson. So it looks like the rushing quarterbacks perform a lot better. What do we have here? A mediocre, but a rushing quarterback. Let's go Danny Dimes.
Who would have thought in the same breath we'd have Daniel Dimes and two-time MVP winner Lamar Jackson? Like, maybe they're not so different.
Rookie of the year.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, can't give him too much credit, but he's running away with it. Okay, that's the quarterbacks. Running backs. I'll say this one, there's some uncertainty in this running in both running back rooms, because on the Bengals side, seems like Zach Moss missed practice Wednesday, but he did return Thursday.
But he just dressed in uniform. He wasn't actually, he didn't practice. Ooh, so I that was misled. Is, yeah, or just what I'm reading here too. I'm trying to like kind of decipher how they're working.
Yeah, we're doing it live. But yeah, okay, so that's good to know. So if they both play, I have Moss as like a mid two and Brown is a lower two, just because whenever there's a two-headed monster, of course, they're going to cannibalize each other. But if it's only Brown, I'm bumping him up to a high two, someone where you're really starting with confidence.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think no matter what, Brown is either a flex or, you know, the RB2 range, flex depending on if Moss is in. If Moss is in, I think he's kind of a flex as well, just, you know, reduce workload. We've seen Brown's workload kick up anyways, but with the injury, we might see Moss tick back just a little bit.
I hear that. I feel that. On the other side, you can update me here, because Singletary, is he healthy? Last I saw, he's limited Wednesday.
Yeah, I saw limited Wednesday. I haven't seen an update come across, which is weird. East Coast. Come on, Giants.
I was going to say, these dang West Coast teams. Oh, wait, it's the Giants. Hello. But okay, so I'll just operate under the fact that, let's say he was limited. We'll say he's limited again today, but that could be fake. We'll cover both situations. So if he's healthy, how do we feel about Singletary? I might have him lower than Moss and Brown, like in that flexi range.
Yeah, if Singletary plays, I'm still playing him as, yeah, probably like that flex RB3, that range. Tracy, I don't know if I necessarily want to play, just not knowing how this room's going to break out. Bengals are 21st against the position, allowing about almost 22 points to the running back position. You know, split up between the two of them in this game, there might be enough for them. But I like Tracy if he's the only one there. I guess that's the big thing. If he's not, I don't know if I like it as much.
I think that we're kind of in agreement that where it's like on both sides, if there's only one guy, you like that one guy. But if they're going to split and just eat into each other's workload, but it is bye week, so maybe you still have to start him anyways. But I have flex expectations out of them. You know, like you said, like maybe high running back three numbers are going to be output by them.
You mean flex expectations?
Flex. How do we not? That is our new segment alert. Flex expectations.
The wide receivers, pretty easy. Cincinnati. We've got Chase. We've got Higgins. On the Giants, dude, it's as of 2 hours ago, Malik Nabers has not progressed through concussion protocol. I'm still in that flex word we dropped there. His was last Thursday, correct?
Yeah, it was. He so missed like last week.
That's rough. Maybe the Giants are just doing a good franchise job and taking care of their boy. This is their baby. They're the future of the franchise, but I don't know. That's scary, the fact that he hasn't progressed at all.
Yeah, it is scary. I would not be surprised. Like you said, they're playing it safe. It's a rookie. You know, what do they really have to prove this year? But on the same time, you know, it's definitely not looking good. It's seeming like he's going to miss this week as well. If his Thursday was the same as his Wednesday, obviously Friday will really show us, but I would prepare to be without him. And so if we are without him, how does the rest of these wide receivers look? Slayton obviously had the bigger day compared to Wandale Robinson last week, but I think I like Wandale more. Their targets was really close. Slayton did have 11 to Wandale's 9. But it seems like Slayton just had the bigger over, you know, he just got the luckier balls, I'd say. So I've seen more out of Wandale in the past seasons, the rest of the season. So I like him over Slayton.
I'm playing Slayton over Wandale. I think Wandale is going to be more of the floor, Slayton the ceiling, obviously. But Slayton looked good. He always shows out when in those rare games he needs to. He was the target leader out of the two.
Yep, 11
Cincinnati, you can tell they should have paid Jesse Bates because that secondary is hurting. They let stupid stuff go over the top all the time. So, yeah, give me Slayton. I don't mind flexing either one of the guys, but I'm leaning on Slayton this week.
Okay, we'll see.
Well, DFS action.
We'll see where the guys lie, the cards lay.
Tight ends, I'm not touching them.
Nope, that's easy.
Mike Gesicki, it was kind of like what we were saying wasn't true. Yeah.
Yeah, remember him. And then to say, I'm same on the other side, Daniel Bellinger. I remember saying a lot of praise for Bellinger the last year, but nah.
I made so many moves to grab him this offseason. Just like, there's no way. You know, the Giants are going to roll forward with him. He showed promise. They have so many other holes they need to adjust. And then here comes Theo Johnson, and Daniel Dimes is still throwing pennies. Ugh. Yes. Alrighty, let's see if I can keep my rant to a minimum here when we get into this one. Bills 3-2.
Wait, who wins that one?
Oh yeah, who does?
Just because you're falling asleep Bengals. Before the game doesn't mean we don't have to pick it.
This is true. It's the Bengals.
Giants cover, but Bengals will win.
Nice. 3-2 Bills at 2-3 Jets. 41-point over under. Buffalo's favored by 2.5. And folks, Robert Saleh has been fired. But the new news, the best news out of the situation is Nathaniel Hackett losing play calling duties. Let's go. It's the wide receiver coach coming over there. He's going to be calling plays. Except you find out things. Things from fans that know who this guy is. Fans like the Titans, who had them after Arthur Smith left town. And goodness, the people I talk to do not have anything nice to say about this guy. He runs the ball, and throws it to tight ends. I like
that.
And throws it to tight ends. So this is my nod of Tyler Conklin, the next Tucker Kraft, the next tight end that we're rushing for to grab off the waivers, because maybe we'll see some life. Last couple of weeks, Conklin, we have seen nine targets, six targets. If that's truly how this guy's going to run this offense, I think he's going to be worth something to look at. Just traditionally, that's how this guy's run the offense. But Kincaid, Conklin, I think they're both starts as far as the tight ends.
I like it. I'm looking now, and I'm taking up my shares of Conklin, because what I knew about this was, yes, rip Bob Saleh, RIP. And I had just a lot of notes for Aaron Rodgers, just because Aaron Rodgers, like, all eyes are going to be on him. You know, like, I know he came out and said he had nothing to do with this. This is the first time the Jets owner has fired a coach midseason, and it's week 5 at that. And it's like, do I believe Aaron Rodgers? He seems like a trustworthy guy. Of course I believe him. But the world does not, and so all eyes will be on him. So I had
talking about the immunized guy.
Yeah, right. I mean, all the good he's done in the world. So originally, my rankings had him low, just because he really hasn't impressed that much this season. He's only has one finish over 15.2 points when he had 21 points in week 3. But again, all eyes on him. It's Monday Night Football. This feels like Aaron Rodgers needs to get 4 touchdowns or the haters will chirp.
I mean, jumping ahead, I like the Jets to win this game. It's weird how many teams battle back and win that first game after, you know, their coach is fired. Yep. But the Bills are 11th against QB and 5th against wide receivers. Where you beat the Bills is you run on them. They are dead last.
They allow the most points.
So Breece Hall, I'm even Braylon Allen. I might be back on the flex train for him, but I'm back on the running backs. But Aaron Rodgers, I don't know if I have in single quarterback leagues. I think there's enough options that I don't have to pivot to him.
That's fair. But where does Breece Hall eat? In the passing, in the catching. That's what separates Breece Hall. He's like an Etienne plus. Anytime we can give Etienne praise, we try to.
Well, you say we. It's a singular we. That one.
Yeah, it's a singular we. We as a podcast is what I mean. The podcast is one entity. So we as the pod.
I'm okay with the, I love the Breece Allen. Garrett Wilson, though, I mean, we have to start him.
He was wide receiver 6 last week. It only took 22 targets. I needed to double check. I checked multiple websites because I was like, this website that's reliable all the other times must have had a typo this time. 22 targets. I don't see that happening again. I have him as wide receiver two, higher end at that, but I just don't have, I cannot expect wide receiver one expectations when it took 22 targets for him to be a top seven wide receiver.
As a Breece Hall owner, I cannot have 22 targets continually going to Garrett Wilson. Lazard, though, tell the folks why they should play him this week, because I can't be the one that does it.
You need to start Alan Lazard because he will find the end zone. Aaron Rodgers loves his guys, and what he does is he gives his guys the ball. We've seen it. I will not forget. It is burned into my brain. His first home touchdown as a Jet was directly to Lazard. No hesitation. He wasn't looking at any other part of the field. He likes his guys. Why else would he bring old man Lazard? He's going to do the same thing with Adams. Wilson's going to be a nothing when Adams is here, and Adams and Lazard each get 15 targets a game, and then Breece gets 10.
I've got him as a low end wide receiver, like, or a middling wide receiver four. Yeah, a top 20 wide receiver.
He's
and Alan Lazard
get the touchdown. I'm not saying he's gonna fill up the rest of the stat sheet. Listen, he could get four targets, three catches, but it'll be for 32 yards and maybe two touchdowns. At least one. He's got
four touchdowns in five games. It's not a bad bet to make.
Four touchdowns in five games.
All right, we'll give him the flex of approval, I guess.
I like that. Soundbite incoming.
Wide receivers on the other side. Khalil Shakir was he was missed. This team couldn't do anything last week. So I like him as a flex option. Again, he's a floor play, five targets, a couple touchdowns this season, but nothing flashy, but that's what he is.
Oh, is Shakir playing this week? Because I might be looking at old data, but I thought I saw.
Nope, as of 10 minutes ago, still not practicing. Never mind. Scratch that. We are not playing Khalil Shakir this week. We are not playing any of the pass catchers for Buffalo.
Yeah, the highest I have. So we do miss Shakir. I miss Shakir dearly. But it's a tough matchup. Jets allowed the sixth fewest to wide receivers, and the best guy is out. Coleman's the only guy I'd even consider, and I have him as a wide receiver for that. There is no optimism for the wide receivers in this room.
Yeah, Coleman, you're hoping for that big touchdown play. If not, you're sitting in duty.
Sitting in duty.
Sitting in duty. Soundbite.
Yeah, right.
Running back, we talk about James Cook?
James Cook.
Are you out of the wide receivers?
No, I'm all done with wide receivers. Let's jump to the Cook, Mr. Chef. Tough matchup. Jets allow the eighth fewest to running backs. And what I have seen, what I have heard, is that Cook may be dealing with some turf toe. So I'm seeing that Zay Davis could be in line for a nice day of some volume.
Yeah, I'm going to pick up Ray Davis right now in several of my leagues. Love me. Ooh, 24-year-old rookie. We made fun of him during our Dynasty coverage, but that's okay, folks. He's just old enough to be in his prime for NFL. He's a big dude. This is a thumping running back. He's 5'8", 220. I am 6'5", and I am 220. So if you smack me down into a 5'8 frame, I am going to be beefy and a great goal line guy. So Ray Davis, I think, is a great stash right now.
I love the Ray Davis stash. Yes, I'm looking at this. This was about 2 hours ago from time of recording. Is that James Cook with a foot/toe injury remains sidelined at Thursday's Bills practice. It's his second straight absence. It's looking less likely that he will play against the Jets. But we have to remember it's a Monday night game. So Thursday is the Monday night Wednesday. It's tough to comprehend. Days are confusing. Keep that in mind. So tomorrow will be the true test, or today, Friday, will be the true test of whether or not we can buy into this. But I do like the stash for Davis. We're getting ahead of it now. But it's a tough matchup. It's a tough matchup. If we're stashing him, to me, it's more looking forward to the future. Because even if Cook misses this game, how much confidence are we having in the handcuff against a tough matchup?
Yeah. Talk about something infuriating as far as injuries go. Turf toe. You think about something so small and insignificant that makes such a huge impact on these players.
Freaking toes.
Josh Allen, I mean, I can't sit here and make much of an argument to not start him. It hasn't been pretty.
I'll give you some.
Give it to me.
Yes, Jets allow the fewest points to quarterbacks. But counterpoint to that, they just lost Bob, so now they don't have a defensive head coach. Maybe that changes. But back up to the slander side. That's my main point. And he's been bad in three of the five games this season. He either gives you 30 points or single digits. I know it's crazy because if you drafted Josh Allen, you almost certainly did not draft another quarterback. And I don't think any of the waiver guys are over him, but just like as a quick example, like I like Jordan Love over him. Yeah, I don't know. I'm starting Allen, but I'm not loving it.
I mean, the huge difference between those two games and the three games is those two games, he scored four touchdowns in both of them. The other three, he scored...
Is that the recipe?
Yeah, because the other two games, he scored two touchdowns across those other three games. As far as passing the ball, he's only had two games where he's thrown over 180 yards, and he still hasn't broke 260. And then as far as rushing, his highest mark is 54 yards. I know that's good. That's a great benchmark for anybody, but that's not what Josh Allen's been QB1 of fantasy over the last several years. That's not how he gets it done. So if this game is projected to be a low over-under, I think that help kind of shows you the recipe that if Josh Allen isn't getting the touchdowns, he's not going to be that guy that you want as QB1. So, I don't know. He was passing. He was 9 for 30 and 16 of 29 the last 2 weeks. Those are Anthony Richardson numbers. I can say them, Mario. You cannot.
I had to bite my tongue there. It's tough. It is. Like I said, I have Josh Allen in a couple leagues, so I did not have any other quarterback on my roster, but I'm going to at least take a peek at the waivers and just see what's nice out there.
Who do you have winning this game?
I'm just seeing if I have any other notes. We talked about Lazard. Nope. Okay. Who do I have winning this game? I kind of like the Jets to win it. The Bills lose three straight, and all of a sudden, Sean McDermott's on the hot seat.
I like it, too. I think, like I said, it's weird how many teams win right after a coach firing. We saw Jeff Saturday get his first career win with the Colts just Jeff a couple Saturday of years ago. Whoa. And not win another one.
Hang the banner.
Yeah, give me the Jets. They're at home. Bills have dropped the last two. Talk about some ridiculous. Yeah, social media has been crazy this week. Joe Brady, OC of the Bills. I saw him as like a top five contender for head coaching jobs. Why? I was doubting him coming into this year because I didn't think he was that great. We saw him down in Carolina, and it's just been a continuation. I don't know. That's just me. Yeah, give me the Jets. J-E-T-S.
Jets. Get up.
Well, folks, we can't thank you enough for coming to hang out with us. That is wrap up for week 6. Good luck going into this week. We hope everybody gets all those W's. If you're looking for more content from the two of us, I am at @TooMuch_Brian on Twitter. If you're looking for video content from me, it will be on the Fantasy Football Advice Network YouTube page. Mario, tell the folks where can they find you and all the amazing advice you have.
Gladly. So you can find me here 3 times a week. At the QB List podcast. New episodes drop Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. Getting ready for the weekend. You can also find me on the Discord. So please join it. It's a great, great place to be. A lot of brilliant minds there helping you with your matchups, just chitting, chatting, baseball, football, all the balls. And you can find me on Twitter @MarioDamo Jr. And you find me on Reddit. I'm usually in all the Reddit threads, especially the quarterback. The ones dropped by QB List, the ones that go live by Marco. For instance, he just dropped his sit start yesterday, or not his sit start, his top list. So I was in there just answering questions of this or that, basically. So that's where you find me.
And of course, if you're looking for more work by all of our brilliant writers, you will go to football.pitcherlist.com. We've got, everything under the sun, whether it be sit start, waiver articles, streaming articles. It's all there. We'll see you next time. Like and subscribe, folks.